The Gemara in Yuma here in Ayin Dalam Beis has a very intriguing comment. It's one that gets used, like many Agadic statements, in different ways. And we're going to try to develop a couple of important ideas. It's Pasuk in Koheles that the Gemara is commenting on. Tov Mara Einayim Mihalach Nefesh. Then in a certain sense, it's better. There's something better about that which you see than a certain kind of activity. And the Gemara wonders, what's that referring to? So Amar Reb Zeira Maikra, what's this Pasuk referring to? It says, Reb Zeira, Amar Reish Lakis, Tov Mara Einayim Be'isha, Yoser Migufo Shel Maisa. That sometimes the simple pshat of the Gemara, Mahalach number one, the way it's understood by many of the Mefarshim, there is something actually more pleasurable, more enjoyable about looking at a woman in an inappropriate way than the actual shas maisa, the actual action of being intimate with her. That sometimes there's something more pleasurable, it's counterintuitive, but sometimes the anticipation and the desire is actually more pleasurable than histoklus, than the maisa itself. That's a comment of the Gemara here. As we've pointed out in the past, or yesterday, it's our third day of Shir, as he pointed out that when people learn Agadata, they often use the Agadata in different ways. Unsurprisingly, this Gemara gets quoted in one primary halachic context and in a second, more almost intriguing one. The Tosfos Yishanim, Rishonim here in Yuma, the Smag, one of the great Rishonim, when he counts mitzvos and lavin, simen kuf chavav, and a very classic sefer in Achron and Yuma called Tosefos Yom Kippurim, they all point out in different ways that this teaches us the extent to which a person should be very careful. That a person should be very careful when it comes to histoklus. We see the power of histoklus in a certain sense. It can be more enjoyable, more pleasurable than the act itself. And therefore, we see just the extent to which a person should be so careful with it. Look in source number 5. I think I sent the WhatsApp group. Tzav Yom Kippurim says as follows. Yom Kippurim says as follows. Since there's something more enjoyable about watching her, that this becomes one of the prerequisites, because it's so common and there's such a pull to do so, that a person who's able to overcome, in a certain sense, looking, so such a person can achieve the level of one who is holy. That's a way of achieving a certain kind of higher level of Kedusha. So right, so Tosefos Yom Kippurim, and in that sense, you'll find this Gemara gets quoted a lot in the context of histoklus. If you look at an example, the Bnei Yisachar wrote a sefer called Derech Bikudecha. He writes, you know, and the other Mefarshim says also, that people sometimes can feel like, you know, I look at something that's not so bad. What's bad are really the actions that I do. The maisim that I do is really considered to be much more destructive. That's understandable because, you know, thoughts, looking seems to be more fleeting. It's not as permanent. An action is something which you did in a concrete way. And therefore, people can think, it's not a big deal, it's not even usher. So this Gemara comes to tell us the severity of it. The Gemara does not mean this in the most strict, narrow, halacha l'maisa sense, that if you have two options, one is violating histoklus, the other one is full-blown arayos in a maisa bia, that anyone would tell you, yeah, by the way, you should know histoklus is really worse. That's not what the Gemara means, it's not what the Gemara is saying at all. But that is one general mahalach. There are poskim, I believe, who quote this Gemara in a really intriguing context, which is to show we know that there's something called physical hana'a. We make a birchas hanan in before we eat. We know there's something called physical hana'a. We know there's also something called a hana'a you get when you smell. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that prior to smelling, we make a special bracha. Borei minei b'samim, atzei b'samim, we make brachas before we smell. And there are posts that point out, we learn from here also that halacha recognizes a kind of hana'a that comes just from seeing something. That just a re'ia, that in of itself, leads and causes a certain kind of pleasure. That causes a certain kind of hana'a to be there. That's one sort of way of looking at it, which is, using an agadic statement, it's not halachically precise as far as what's greater. What it means is, as far as the experience, and it's trying to warn us and to convey to us the severity of particular actions. If you ever learn Chavetz Chaim, so Chavetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, Chavetz Chaim does things like this a lot. You know, he sort of like begins his sefer of halacha with lots of Ma'amari Chazal about how bad something is. So a lot of the agadic statements are there to like reinforce the importance of a halacha. So it's usher to speak Lashon Hara, but the Chavetz Chaim will in the beginning give us lots and lots of Ma'amari Chazal to convey to us the severity of it. And that which Chazal do sometimes through agadic statements is to convey the severity of it. So Gemara says an example, Masechta Shabbos, you know, kol ha-koeis kilu ovid avodah zarah. If you get angry, it's like you worshipped idols. The Gemara does not mean that precisely. That the same way, you know, avodah zarah is one of the gimel chamuros and a terrible avera, and maybe if you worship avodah zarah, you know, it has certain halachic implications. That's not true if you get angry. It's a way of conveying the severity of something. That's here we're conveying the severity of istaklus. I think there's a second way of reading the Gemara, which is really intriguing, and that's the following. The Bnei Yisachar quotes, again, that's in Derech Pikudecha, what he says is Rashi on the Gemara. We don't have this in Rashi on the Gemara. The footnotes there point out, we don't have this as a comment of Rashi, but he quotes it from Rashi, and it's really intriguing, and we'll try to be masbir of what I think it means. He quotes Rashi as saying as follows, there is absolutely, this Gemara does not mean it is more pleasurable to look than it is to touch. That's not true, or maybe we don't know if that's necessarily true. You know, I don't know. Is that for sure accurate? Maybe not. What does Rashi say? The Rashi is as follows. Be'enei ha-yetzer hara. Then the eyes of the yetzer hara will often try to attack you more in the realm of histaklus than it will in the realm of the actual maisa. That the yetzer hara, if it wants to get you, so the way it will get you, the wisdom of the yetzer hara, is to attack specifically that realm of histaklus. That from that perspective, yetzer hara knows if I attack a person histaklus, so that's considered to be significantly worse. Now, why would the yetzer hara prioritize histaklus? So the simple pshat is probably, it's like, you know, if we talk about it in narcotics, like gateway drugs. So, you know, marijuana being a gateway drug to further and more intense forms of narcotics. So histaklus is often a first step. And if you attack someone in the realm of histaklus, that often gets a person into a certain world and leads to certain more challenging actions. And in that sense, you know, part of it is not that one's more severe, but one can sort of open up for you and bring you into a particular world in which things can be a little bit more challenging. I wonder if there is an additional interpretation. You can take it or leave it, but I think it's a really intriguing way of looking at things. I think some suggest a similar idea. The Gemara tells the Masechet Yuma, Hirhure Avera, Kashin Me Avera. That thoughts about Avera, it's a very parallel idea. Thoughts about Avera are sometimes worse than the Avera itself. And the question would be, why is that so? Isn't the Avera itself significantly worse than Hirhure Avera? Hirhure Avera are not as severe halachically. So the Rambam explains in Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Test. The Rambam explains in Mor Nevuchim, I think it's Test or Chest, I don't remember, I apologize. Ram explains as follows. We are made up of different parts of us. We all have different elements of our personality, our persona. We all have different elements of what makes us into who we are. Actions that a person does. So that impacts you, and that stems from our physical sort of body, our physical side of our personality. We all are made up of people who have physical desires, and a person who acts on those physical desires, so that's tapping into a certain sense, a gashmi, a materialistic, a physical element of who you really are. Says the Rambam, though this is Rambam Lishitaso, the most elevated part of human beings, that is your intellect. Nothing is more significant and nothing is more prized than your ability to think. The Rambam writes the beginning of Mor Nevuchim, the meaning of Tselem Elokim, of being created in the image of God, is that we are created with the capacity to think, man's cognitive capacity. Says the Rambam, thinking about Averas is so bad because it doesn't just mess with your physical side, but it's using, in many ways, one way of saying it, it's using what is your greatest gift, what is the potential for your most intense, overpowering success. And we're taking that and you are channeling that for inappropriate bad thoughts. That we're channeling that to think about Averas. And the Rambam says, by Hirhure Averas is so challenging because they're uprooting, they're messing with what is in many ways your most kadosh, your most elevated and holy part of who you really are. In that sense, we may have an additional interpretation for why, in a certain sense, Hiskalos thinking about things becomes actually worse than the action itself. It's not more severe, maybe it's not even more pleasurable. But if you want to impact a person, so it's from a certain perspective, a more intense experience when it's a sin which is not as severe, but it's a sin that messes with the part of you which is most elevated and the part of you that you are given to distinguish yourself from animals and to elevate yourself upon the rest of this world, to be a human who is using his thought and his capacity to think in the best way possible. The greatest gifts we have, so when we exploit our greatest gifts, in a certain sense, that's more egregious. And the Yetzer Hara knows if we exploit your seichel, a person stops thinking and their mind is consumed by other things, that can often have certain reverberations. So the Gemara here has a statement about histaklus. On the one hand, it's quoted by some just to highlight the severity of histaklus, but it also may reflect something important about the way that people sort of move in terms of their averas and the unique kochos we have as far as our own tzelem Elokim.